Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's talk station 1290 WLBY. I am joined by Jill Johnson, Senior Designer at KSI Kitchens and Bath, and today we're going to tell you about better bathroom design. You would think of a bathroom as just being pretty utilitarian. You've got to have a toilet, sink, and maybe a shower and a bathtub, but in how you design it can make all the difference, right, Jill?
Totally, all the difference, correct. It's basically your spa away, you know, your home in spa, I guess I should say. People want it to be more spa-like, relaxation in there. They don't want it to be so stark and be, you know, utilitarian, like you said, so.
All right, so where do we start?
So basically, just a couple changes that have been done in bathrooms over the years. The new trend today is to go with a taller vanity cabinet. So where your sink is, that tends to be a little bit taller. It is actually the same height as your kitchen cabinet. So we're calling those kitchen height vanity cabinets. So it is a 3-inch difference. And I would say probably 75% of my clients go with the kitchen height vanities. It does help on the lumbar in your back when you're brushing your teeth or you're rinsing your face off, things like that, so you're not bending over so far.
Yeah, no one should be complaining about that unless they're a very short person then. It does make a difference, I think, for anyone who's regular height or taller. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't kitchen height 36 inches?
When you finish with the countertop, it's 36 inches. So it's 34 and a half plus your inch and a half countertop, it's 36 inches, correct. I tell people that if you stand in your kitchen and you're comfortable in there, we should probably move your bathroom cabinet to that size too, so you're not bending so far down.
Well, and it makes you wonder why they ever had it different in the first place.
I don't know, because even like in 19, like my parents' house is like from the early, you know, late 60s, and their cabinets are actually our desk height now, which is only 30 inches high with the countertop.
Oh, so my.
They're really, really low. Right, exactly. It's crazy. And even, you know, people who have a kid's bath or a hall bath for their kids, you know, I tell them, you know, like my story is, you know, we built our house 18 years ago and my son was 3, you know, he's now 20 and, you know, he's 6'3". Who would have ever guessed that he should have gone taller?
Yeah.
And we didn't. So now, you know, time to do remodel and get a taller van.
Even Jill Johnson from KSI has got to do some remodeling.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay. So we're seeing the counter heights having to be taller, much like what you see in the kitchen. What is another trend in the bathroom?
Is also to go to that comfort height toilet, to go with a little bit taller toilet. It's not quite 3 inches. It's in between, you know, 2 and 3, I would say 2 inches to 2 3/4, most manufacturers do. And that just helps on your knees and everything like that. And when you go to a commercial establishment and use their restroom, most of their toilets are at comfort height. So again, if you're not, like I'm only 5'3", and I prefer that height toilet over my standard toilet that I have at my house also, because my knees are getting, you know, getting to go and things like that. So it's much easier to get off of the toilet when you're that in a little bit comfort height toilet. So.
Yeah, that's really true. And I have another little tip for people out there who like it even higher. There is something you can buy online called Big John. It's a toilet seat. The company's called Big John. And they make these really great big toilet seats that make you really sit up tall. And they've got different kinds, and you just look and see what one might apply to you. But that takes it even to a greater height, which I particularly like.
Correct. Another thing I do tell my people when they're looking at toilets, you know, it's really funny because the toilet does not come with a seat. You have to actually purchase the seat separate.
Right.
Because you can actually have seats that play music today. So there's a seat that's called self-release. And basically on the very back part of your toilet where the bolts are, you can lift up the plastic piece and your toilet seat will actually slide off for cleanability. So you can get in there and clean that toilet seat really well, or it just gets bolted on and you can't really clean it unless you undo the bolts. So
very good point. All right. What about in sinks in the bathroom? For a while there, we were seeing the, I don't know what you call the ones that are raised.
The vessel sink?
Vessel.
The ones, vessel, yep. I would say today it's more rectangle undermount. People are going with more of a rectangular shape undermount sink. On the vessel sinks, that is where you want to use your standard height vanity, because then the vessel sits up another 3 to 4 inches off your countertop. For me, it's too tall. My arms would be too high and I'd have a hard time working in that bathroom, putting my makeup on, even drying my hair, anything like that. So if the client does want a vessel, we look at the shorter vanity. So that's another reason why they kept the vanity shorter, is for that purpose too.
Ah, I like the rectangular sinks. I have that, the undermount rectangular. The only problem is cleaning them. I like how modern they look, but
right,
it is a little bit more difficult to clean in those corners.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. We're trying to find one that's more rounded on the bottom, but I don't think the sink manufacturers have got on board yet. So, you know, I think we'll see that in the next few years, but for right now, it's still the rectangle. So
we're talking with Jill Johnson, Senior Designer at KSI Kitchens and Bath on our Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, around the home segment here each week. Jill, what are some other trends?
The other trend would be to take the tile in your tub or shower area all the way up to the ceiling, instead of leaving that 12-inch drop that you see in most homes that are a little bit older. They leave a foot to where they have to paint and things like that. I say take that tile all the way up so that you have a full tile wall. Don't have to worry about that, because, you know, steam happens in a shower and things like that, and moisture can get up there. And when it's on drywall, it can look runny on your paint. I do like Benjamin Moore makes a very nice bath paint that I recommend to all my people who do bathrooms. It will not show any streaks of moisture in your paint, which works really nice.
Is there a particular name for that?
I don't remember the actual name of it, but it's the Benjamin Moore bathroom paint. They only make one kind, and so I always recommend to get the Benjamin Moore. So.
Okay, great advice. I would like to know why manufacturers don't do away with the lip on the shower. I think we're at a point now, especially with boomers, Jill.
Correct.
We really need to have that be seamless, walk into the shower, walk out without lifting any leg up.
Correct. They call it a curbless shower. And, you know, it's very good to do in new construction, but when you have a remodeling situation, trying to drop that down into the subfloor, you've got to have some, you know, it's the drain that's the problem, trying to get that lower, because it's got to be a little bit lower for that to happen. And it's really hard in remodel situation, but in new construction, I definitely recommend my new construction folks to go ahead and do that, especially in the master bath. I have had one complaint though. Water does sometimes seep out and go onto the bathroom floor. So that was the one complaint I heard. So
what about the bathtub? That's another thing. I know that people like the standalone tubs now, but definitely the tub and the shower together, that's kind of a thing of the past, isn't it?
It truly is. I mean, that real estate in your bathroom where a tub takes that you maybe use 1 to 6 times a year, unless you're a bath person, there are people who still like to take baths. I say take that real estate, make your shower bigger if you can, if it's possible for that. Add another vanity in there, add some storage, you know, things like that, and take that space instead of wasting it on a tub that you have to clean and you never use it. So the freestanding tubs are very popular. Again, they look really nice, but I'm not sure how they function, because I can't even let my legs go full out in a standard one. So, you know, and there's really no good place to go sit into that tub to find out if you actually fit in there. So, again, I think they look good, but that real estate that you're losing in your bathroom could be used for storage.
Yeah, so. good point. You have to consider how you live your life, too. I know that for me, I like to sit down to do my makeup and hair. So make sure you have a vanity that allows you to sit and to put your legs under. Do people do that still?
On very small occasions. Most people are taking those out because they come in and they've got stuff stored, the laundry basket underneath there, you know, the garbage cans underneath there and things like that. And they're like, I just want to fill that space up. It's just basically a dust catcher underneath there. But for people like you, Lucianne, who want that, then, you know, that's a question we ask, and we will go ahead and incorporate that into the design. But that's a good place to take your tub out. I'm doing one now that we took the tub out, and we're going to put a makeup center in there with a sit-down area.
So, oh, nice. That's a great idea. I like
right.
that.
So she's using that real estate for the makeup area, which is really good.
By the way, you can tell people that have their garbage cans outside like that. No. Mine has to be tucked in. Mine always goes in the cabinet.
Exactly. And if you have a four-legged animal who likes to pull that stuff out of there, that doesn't really help much.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Yes.
Are we seeing more what is called water closets, where the toilet has a separate room within the bathroom?
I do recommend that in master bath if you have room for that, because, or like a half wall, something to separate that toilet area from the cabinetry. It just makes it look a little bit nicer. And, you know, some people can use the bathroom two at a time. One person can be in the bathroom in that room, or, and, you know, your wife can begin putting her makeup on, or vice versa, you know. So I do recommend that if we have room. That's the whole thing. It's you've got to have 36 up between 30 and 36 inches for that to work. So, you know, a lot of the the older homes in Ann Arbor here don't have the room for that. So we're stealing closet space, which then sometimes they don't have a lot of closet space. So
traditionally, when people come to KSI, Jill, to have a bathroom remodel, is it because their houses have gotten older, they want to keep up with the times? What are some of the reasons they're doing it?
There's that. Also, if the plumbing is starting to break, if it's starting to leak and things like that, that's the time to go ahead and remodel the bathroom. Bathrooms take a lot of time, and it's a small space, so you can't have four contractors in there working at the same time, and they can get quite expensive. We start our bathrooms, a typical 5x8 bathroom, it starts around $20,000, which I think people don't quite understand because it is such a small space. It maybe has one cabinet, where the sink is, and maybe one cabinet over the toilet. And then the rest is all basically, plumbing, tile, labor. Your labor in your bathroom is almost twice as much as the material sometimes.
Wow. Why is it on HGTV? Why is it? And I know it depends on where they are in the country, but they'll often go through a house and tell you how much it's going to cost to redo this, redo that. And bathrooms are typically $10,000 to $15,000. I'm saying, no way.
You can't. I don't know how you can do it. We've tried and tried desperately to get them lower, and we just can't do it. We just can't get there. And, like I say, labor is almost, a half, if not three quarters of that bathroom, because you don't need a huge amount of tile. You don't, in that 5x8 standard bathroom, you normally have a tub at the end of the wall. So we try to make it as reasonable as possible, but also try to stay in the styling that they like, So subway tile, that is still really, really popular today. I like to do a little bit longer linear tile than the 3x6 that can look more like a checkerboard or like a tic-tac-toe board. I like to go a little bit longer and linear. And I'm seeing more one color, not really a border as much as we saw before. Before we would see a border at your eye level. I did just two bathrooms last year where we did a whole back wall in all glass, and the side walls were in a simple subway. So that was your punch of color was the back wall. So it's fun to design a bathroom because there's so many options out there with colors to play with.
What about cabinetry?
I would say that right now the linen cabinet, the tower on your countertop is becoming a little bit popular, where if you have a double bowl sink, you can actually separate those double bowls with this tower that comes down. So we have two separate sections, two separate mirrors. Instead of one long mirror, we have two separate mirrors with light bars. There is a pull out, like your spice cabinet in your kitchen that pulls out. This will actually house your hair dryer, your curling iron, your straightener. It's like in these metal buckets that actually holds the heat.
Finally, beautiful. Just like when you go to the hair salon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, they're now offering that for the bathroom, which is really nice.
See how smart that is. What other innovations for the bathroom would we be surprised about?
I will say, I'm doing quite a bit of towel warmers, which is really surprising to me. All of a sudden, people are now, getting on that bandwagon where you can actually put a towel warmer in that's, hardwired in, and you can have a nice warm towel when you get out of your shower. I've been doing that quite a bit. That's the other thing. Just like I say, just the accessories that you can put in your drawers and things like that. More drawers. People want to have more drawers in a bathroom than they want to have a tall cabinet but you have to do that for your plumbing. But you really think you don't really store much in that door cabinet. Maybe tall hair, shampoo bottles and things like that. So more drawers, definitely a lot of drawers. So
better bathroom design. Jill Johnson, senior designer at KSI Kitchens and Bath. They are members of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. Go online to BragAnnArbor.com to find out more information. And what is KSI's website as well, Jill?
KSIKitchens.com.
KSIKitchens.com. Our thanks to Jill Johnson. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and this is Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY.